An uneasy fact has emerged from the 24 mass shootings in this country over the past decade. The majority of the people pulling the trigger have been severely mentally ill and not receiving treatment. After the tragedy at Sandy Hook Elementary School a year and a half ago, Congressman Tim Murphy sought to change the way serious mental illness is treated. His efforts have been met with fierce opposition from some mental health advocates. NPR's Laura Sullivan has more.
Ed Kelly and his wife have three children. They live in a comfortable suburb of Baltimore, and for a long time, their life seemed perfect.
We were church-going, we were involved in the community, we had a very close-knit family of relatives all around us.
And he adored his 14-year-old son.
He was funny, he was getting good grades, he loved playing sports, he was so humorous. And he was actually, for the longest time, he was sort of the center of the family.
And then one day, that happy 14-year-old boy disappeared. And in his place emerged a paranoid, delusional child who heard voices, believed he was a U.S. Marshal, and boarded up the windows of the house. Psychiatrists diagnosed him with paranoid schizophrenia. In the 15 years since, the Kellys' lives have fallen apart as they have focused all their attention on trying to get their son help and found themselves battling against state and federal laws that often prohibit them from doing just that, helping.
I know good people that have, their child has killed somebody or more than one person. I know somebody whose brother killed somebody. I know families who have been literally, their house got burned down.
The vast majority of people with mental illness are no more likely to be violent than anyone else, and Kelly does not believe his son is capable of harming anyone. But a small subset of the severely mentally ill can be prone to violent acts. That's the group Congressman Tim Murphy, a Republican from Pennsylvania, wanted to address when he drafted a bill last year to lower the standard by which seriously mentally ill people may be forced into treatment. He's been met with unexpected opposition. Some mental health groups fear people's civil liberties will be violated. Others say it will be a return to state-run insane asylums. Murphy is frustrated.
I've got the pictures on my table over there of kids who died at Sandy Hook, and I promised those parents I was going to do something. Because the Adam Lands of the world and the other people who have nowhere to go, who have not gotten treatment, who have not gotten a diagnosis, are out there dying with their rights on? Are you kidding me?
Murphy is a practicing psychologist. His bill is in the committee that he himself chairs. Still, he hasn't been able to get it approved by the panel.
I have seen too many of my patients die. I've seen too many families broken up because they have nowhere to go. We better stop denying this.
The nuts and bolts are like this. Severely mentally ill people in the vast majority of states can be confined to treatment, usually about 5 days, but only if they are in imminent danger to themselves or others. But some states also have a lower standard, something called a need for treatment. That means a person can be court-ordered to get counseling and stay on their medication. Murphy's bill provides financial incentives for all states to adopt this lower standard, and it would eliminate a quirky Medicaid rule that could create more inpatient bed space. And that has some mental health advocates worried.
I certainly know people that have said, if it wasn't for forced treatment, I wouldn't be alive today. I also have listened to thousands of people who were harmed by their forced treatment.
Gina Nickel is the president of the Foundation for Excellence in Mental Health Care, which supports alternatives to inpatient care and medication when possible.
They wake up 10 years later with medication, and they've really lost 10 years of their lives.
But that's not how Ed Kelly sees it, especially when his son loses his grip on reality and refuses to take his medication. Kelly can't force him. He's 29 years old.
I hope that the people who are shouting and keeping the families from having their loved ones treated properly, I pray they never have the experiences that our family or other families have had, because it would change their perspective.
Congressman Murphy is hoping to get his bill out of committee and onto the House floor next month. Laura Sullivan, NPR News, the Capitol.